We'll be here all night if I stay there. I ain't no chump, I'm a winner.
Goodness is all I can say on Praise 103.9, Philadelphia's Inspiration Station. I'm Cece McGee inside the afternoon praise party with Pastor Marvin Sapp. That song, I Win,
man. Yeah.
From the CD I Win, which comes out April 3rd, next Tuesday.
Gotta get it.
I'm done. The lyrics to this song, it is just such, I would say it really is what we need to hear right now when the enemy appears to be coming up against us so strong. And then for you to sit across from me and to be able to tell the enemy, say to the enemy, I win because I'm still here.
That's it.
You didn't let your circumstances take you out.
Nope.
But you had those days you wanted to give up.
Without question.
But you didn't.
I stood strong.
Because you're a winner.
Absolutely.
Oh, my goodness. I just can't even imagine what it was like to be in the church as you were recording this.
It was amazing. It was like an amazing, the presence of God was in there so heavy.
Wow.
And, it was a worship service. And, I mean, there's songs on there, all of them. But, I went into this thing where I did some, impromptu hymns.
Oh, boy.
And, that stuff wasn't even supposed to make the record. And, the record company is like, are you kidding me?
You can't mess with the record. I know that's right. You can't be touching stuff.
I just went back and did some old school stuff. And,
yeah.
I mean, but it's a great, well-rounded CD, and it'd be definitely ministry to people.
Absolutely. Yeah. Even with this, you did something different.
Right.
You actually recorded this in D.C., and you normally do your live recordings in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And
yeah.
So why did you do it differently this time?
Well, I mean, the church that I usually record at, mm-hmm. I buried my wife from there,
mm-hmm.
so I didn't want to go back. And,
understood.
I wasn't ready, to go back in, mm-hmm. there and do a record. I probably would go back again, but, this time I went to D.C. because D.C. is the first place I ever did a commission concert,
mm-hmm.
professionally.
Gotcha.
And Evangel Cathedral was the church. And so I called Bishop Mears and talked to Kevin and talked to Peyton, and they said, absolutely, we want to host it.
Wow.
So we came in and we recorded the CD there, and used all their lighting and everything else, and because it's a CD and DVD, and it's just a great, great blessing. We had a great time, and we believe the people are going to be blessed.
I know they will be. Could you tell that the vibe was a little different in DC?
It was absolutely different.
It was different for you.
Because I'm at home. When you're at home.
Yeah, you just go all the way
in. People celebrate you at home. They're going to celebrate you anyway. But
absolutely.
Then to be able to go outside of your comfort zone, mm-hmm. your surroundings, and still be able to do what you do and be successful at it. It's been great.
And then on top of that, what you did different this time, you actually went on Facebook and Twitter,
yep.
asking for people to submit songs to you.
A ton of songs.
And people did not believe me. Like, Cece, you got to be kidding. Are you for real? I'm like, yes, I'm for real. He's really looking.
2,000 songs.
2,000.
And we listened to all of them. It took us
oh my goodness.
10 hours. We were at the record company and we just sat and listened to all 2,000 songs for 10 hours. It was an event.
A lot. What kind of stuff did you get?
Bad. People were singing on their cell phone, I be coming to the city.
Oh, that wouldn't be.
To meet my Jesus there. Whoa! And then they would email it to me. It was bad.
You're like, for real, you all.
I couldn't
really
believe it. I was like, is this serious? But you know, people do what they do, and I listen to it.
Yes, bless your heart.
And warlocks chasing me. All kind of crazy crap.
Oh, so out of all of those songs.
I'm serious. I'm telling y'all the God's honest truth.
Out of all of those songs. Did you pick
warlocks,
one?
No. I actually picked three.
You picked three?
Wigs and warlocks. Chasing warlocks. All kind of stuff.
Oh.
But I did. Actually, I picked three songs. I picked three songs off of the internet.
Okay.
And, they're great songs, too.
And it's your chance to give other songwriters a
platform,
chance.
A platform, because they don't usually get it.
Right.
New songwriters don't usually get the platform. So it was wonderful. One of the songs is called Leaning, and it's a great song that a young man out of Dallas, Texas wrote. Just I'm thinking about another song called Never,
uh-huh.
that was written by a young man out of, he's from Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
I love that song, too, because he never gave up. He was always, God gave me an answer. Never, my questions didn't go unanswered.
That's right.
Never, probably wasn't what I wanted to hear.
But it was definitely an answer.
Oh, God.
So, there's some great, great songs on there. And got some great people that wrote some great stuff.
Okay.
So I'm appreciative.
Well, I'm going to pay some bills real quick. I want to come back and talk about some more about this new CD that comes out on April 3rd. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk about your personal life. Oh, well, you know the angel got to go there, but we're going to do it in a good way.
Praise him now.
So you all just keep it locked right here on Praise 103.9. We'll be right back with Pastor Marvin Sapp.
I listen to Praise 103.